Welcome to Coming Attractions on Come On.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Koji. Every once in a while, our producer makes us read subtitles. And guys, he's doing it again. In anticipation of Godzilla Minus One. Is that what it's called? The new one? Or is that just Godzilla Minus One? It's not like Day One or Year One. I guess that'd be Batman Year One. Anyway, we're going to watch Shin Godzilla. Guys, have you ever heard of Shin Godzilla?
I've heard that name.
I've heard
Godzilla
that name.
Plus One or whatever you just said. That sounds more familiar than... do they release it that way or something? Or am I just crazy?
I think Godzilla Plus One is the new one that's coming out.
Oh, well, then maybe I haven't heard of this. I don't know. Didn't they just do like a Godzilla
minus one? It's minus one. Plus one is like a wedding reservation that like Godzilla, you get to bring plus one.
Right.
Like choose carefully.
Yeah.
Mothra, Gamera, whoever he wants to bring.
Didn't they do like a King Kong versus Godzilla recently as well?
They did, like King of Monsters or something like that. Did you watch that?
No.
Did you watch Godzilla with Bryan Cranston?
No, the last one I watched was that terrible one with Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller.
I really wanted to leave the theater on that one. And then the one before that was like, there was one they released in the 90s that I watched, and I can't remember.
Well, that Godzilla one was like 98.
I thought that Broderick was the 90s one.
Oh, no, 99. But like, I mean, a legit, like, overseas made Godzilla, like, Toho type Godzilla. There was one in the 90s as well. I'm trying to think.
Like, early 90s, right?
Yeah, I saw that one, but I haven't seen many of the new ones. I did see a piece of something that I watched with the boys, but I don't know which one it was because there were giant monsters fighting, so we watched. But
most
of that, no, it was Godzilla. Okay. One of the Godzilla.
I didn't know if there was giant monsters.
No, I watched Pacific Rim in theaters.
Is that the last time you watched it?
No, I've watched it. Since. I actually did not enjoy it leaving theaters, but enjoy it much more.
It must have been amazing to watch in the theater.
Rewatched. I just don't think I knew what I was getting into, and the whole two person thing. Again, we're not breaking down.
Not yet. Really bothering
me sitting in the theater. Like my mind was just not like just relax, just enjoy the movie. It was like this is the dumbest thing. Why do they need to be? You know, like it was. You know how my brain overreacts sometimes to think it won't let me enjoy something. No surprise, anybody listening at home, that was happening in the theater with Pacific Rim. But later on, when I watched, I'm like, this is great. Like I really enjoy it. It took a while to get past some of that stuff. But to answer your question, I don't know if I've heard of this one. It's possible. I may have caught a piece of it at some point, but I don't think so. I think it's a fresh watch for me.
It's going to be a fresh watch for me. The last... I watched the Bryan Cranston Godzilla movie. I didn't watch the sequel to that. The sequel to that is when he's with King Kong, right? Or is there a second one, and then there's a King Kong? Okay, so I missed the last two of those. But I did watch the King Kong movie. So I've got the basis of monsters. This seems like a good movie to watch, like, in Screen X. Would seem like fun. Are they making Godzilla Minus One in Screen X format? it's IMAX. Okay, that would be cool too. I want how much bigger is the Screen X? 260 degrees or Ryan? You saw it. 270. That's not bad. That was close. Half my head.
Yeah.
I need that extra 10. So, do you guys enjoy giant monster movies?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Godzilla as a?
I like the old one, unpolished, like. Old school
guy in the suit.
Oh my god, the faker they look the better, but I tend to found when they try to modernize them and make it look better, I dislike them. I want that old WB 50 or whatever it was back in that channel 20 that we'd watch, you know, like Mothra or Gamera or whatever they were playing on the weekends. I love that look of that, but
that was channel 20, reason, right? Or channel 50?
20 or 50, whichever one played the, you know, like the whatever UHF channel was playing them at that moment. It'd always be like in the middle of the day on a Saturday, you know, like where nothing else was on. Yeah. I like it. But when they try to polish them up, I've been very disappointed. It never hits for me.
Yeah, but maybe this one will. You stop watching, you think.
Yeah, that's why.
At 98. I was so mad at that
98 one. And
I will say they look good. I haven't watched the last two. I've seen the commercials. They look great in the commercials. Rob, what's the last one you watched?
The Cranston one.
Okay, all right.
And that one was good or missed the mark?
It was okay.
Yeah, I would say it's a big co is fine. Big co is fine, right?
Yeah.
As far as I remember it. None of them, even the newer ones that have come out, never really grabbed me enough to like bother watching them.
My Skull Island, like Kong Skull Island, I really liked.
No, King Kong doesn't grab me either. He's not.
Did you watch Samuel Jackson?
It's not a draw. No,
I haven't watched. Loki and
the what?
It's fun.
Loki's in the last Kong I saw was like, you know, Jack Black.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah,
I haven't watched that in a long time. That can't be. Yeah, that was. I remember it being super long.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't like big monster fights. I do. It's just I don't know why I just don't seek them out. If I see them, I probably like enough.
Okay,
that you'd stay.
As we're talking, I'm remembering the one I watched with the boy. Might have been the Bryan Cranston one. They were like two different sex Godzillas trying to come together, like almost like a mating thing they were trying to connect. Is that?
Are you sure you didn't watch like a porn version?
That's what I was going to ask him. Yeah.
No. There were two different Godzilla creatures, right?
Right, and Havoc it gets horned up. Right.
No, ignore that I said.
You know, out there, there's. I mean, I guarantee it.
I guarantee you, I was not watching old school suits.
Yeah.
One was male, other female. See, he's right. I watched most of that Bryan Cranston one. I thought it was just okay or just.
All right. So the bad monsters were horny and Godzilla's cock blocking them. That's what I watched.
Yes. Yeah, but. Yeah, something like that. But I was not watching Godzilla porn with my kids, just to be clear for everyone at home. I was watching a legit Godzilla movie. I just didn't know which one it was. And Bryan Cranston, was he a military guy?
No.
Or was he a scientist?
I think his son was. Wasn't his son?
Yeah, his son was in the military.
I bet you if I watched Peter Petrelli that was the one I saw. So I've seen most of that one. I just thought it was okay, just so you know.
Oh, it was Quicksilver. Really? Mm-hmm. Why did I think it was the fly guy from Heroes? Was he in a Godzilla? Guy?
What?
The hero's brother who could fly. Was it Peter Petrelli? Or he had the brother.
I think a fly guy is.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. But
offspring is what you're thinking?
Oh. Okay. Well, the fly guy? It was fly guy, right? With the fish in the shoes that break.
I thought you were going to go Offspring.
Played by the Huggy Bear, right? Wasn't it Huggy Bear was the actor, same actor from
Star Trek? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen. I'm going to get you sucker.
Yeah, probably too long. Probably still holds pretty well.
You could take the stairs or the window.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to watch Shin Godzilla. It's online, we think. It should be. We're going to watch it. We'll find it. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where the pen is mightier than the sword, one giant lizard will prove that is absolutely false. When your big toe is the size of the factory that makes those pens. Starring Hiroki Hasegawa, Yutaka Takenouchi, and 326 other Japanese actors. Cut through the red tape with the mightiest of all swords. Atomic laser breath. Behold the power of Shin Godzilla.